This is Nurse Guzer News for the week of November 12th, 2018, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Brandon Cook. Brandon is an application performance specialist in the application performance group at NERSC. One of his most successful papers is about the physics of free kicks in soccer. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rebecca.
So, Brandon, today's topic is the new NESAP program. So, first of all, what is NESAP?
So, NESAP is the NERSC Exascale Science Applications Program. It's an effort where NERSC partners with code teams, vendors, developers of tools and libraries to prepare for the advanced architectures that NERSC is deploying.
Okay, so NESAP started with Corey, is that right?
Right. So NESAP started in 2014, and that effort was focused on targeting the Intel Knights Landing, or Xeon Phi, processors that were the main component of Cori.
Okay. And it started off with primarily simulation applications were the primary target. Is that right?
Right. So simulation applications were the main focus initially for NESAP. Since the start of the program, though, experimental and observational sciences, like telescopes and other types of instruments, have been producing even more data. And with this huge new demand for analytics capability and data analysis, NESAP for Data was launched several years after this original start of NESAP.
Right, okay.
And now with the new system, we're including data and also machine learning in addition to simulation applications from the start.
Oh, okay. So we have this much broader scope. How many applications are we looking at to get into this program?
So for the tier one applications, there'll be 20 to 25 applications selected from a variety of backgrounds and also programming models and levels of readiness.
Okay. So now we also are working with the ECP program to work on this as well?
Right. So five applications have been selected by ECP to participate in the NESAP program. So as participants in the NESAP program, they'll also get access to most of the same benefits as the tier one applications that we choose.
Okay, and so what are those benefits?
So projects that are selected get access to a member of the NERSC application readiness team who will assist with profiling, optimization efforts for the new system, coordinating with various vendors, and helping you get access to the additional resources that will be available, such as time with Cray and NVIDIA and AMD performance and hardware experts, significant hours and early access to various NERSC systems, such as some GPU nodes that are part of Cori, and also early access to the new Perlmutter system.
Oh, okay. I remember that during the previous NESAP program, we also had some postdocs that we hired. Is that part of this program too?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So we have funding for about 15 postdoc positions, and we'll be looking to pair those postdocs with the selected applications.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, right now we're going to have to start ramping up on our postdocs, right?
Yeah, so job postings are up and available and explain the details of the different postdoc positions. There's also a named fellowship, the Hopper, Grace Hopper postdoc.
Mm-hmm.
That one's particularly nice. You get to sort of pick your own app and bring it with you to some extent.
Oh, wow, that sounds great.
And then I think we're really excited about expanding the postdoc program. Our previous postdocs have gone on to become NERSC staff members, performance specialists at Intel or NVIDIA.
Yeah. That's right.
And to get also permanent positions at universities.
Right. They've had a lot of success. Okay. So now I'm really super excited about the NESAP program, and I have my app, and I really want to participate. So what do I have to do?
Well, if you're a NERSC user, you should check your email. And in the weekly announcements from NERSC, you'll find links to the application and also a call for proposals in a separate email. Or you can come to the NERSC.gov website, and there'll be a link in the news section.
Okay, yeah. So that came out right after we announced the machine. So you should be able to find it.
Right. If you look for the announcements of the new system, a link for an ESAP will be there. And then that explains the resources that are available to teams, highlights some of the past results. I think for Corey, the average speed up was 3x, and in some cases was more than 10.
Wow.
And the application process is as simple as filling out a form, and all types of projects and levels of GPU or accelerator readiness are welcome to apply.
Okay. Now, doing all this work, is it just going to mean that if I have a NESAP code, does it just mean that now I'll be able to run really well on Perlmutter, but I can't run my code anywhere else?
No, I don't think so. So a big part of NESAP is also performance portability. We target code improvements such as exposing and exploiting more parallelism. And those improvements translate to advanced architectures everywhere. So for example, the Corey NESAP program, the average improvement of codes after the NESAP program on Edison, which was not the target, was still a factor of 2.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And we really have an eye towards the productivity of our users. We want people to be able to run efficiently across all the systems available at NERSC and elsewhere.
Okay. All right, so when do I have to get my application in by?
So the deadline for applying is in mid to late December, and the call for proposals is open now.
Okay, good to know. And then when will I find out?
So selected teams will be announced early in 2019.
All right, great. Good to know that. All right, so switching gears a little bit here, Brandon, how did you get into this application performance business?
So I started with an interest in computational physics as an undergrad, and that took me into a graduate program at Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee, that was focused on theoretical condensed matter physics. But that particular group did a lot of work of developing new methods and implementing them in their own codes. So that's what really drew me to that particular team. After grad school, I went to Oak Ridge and did a postdoc on scaling electronic structure methods. And throughout that whole career so far, I became more and more interested in the computational aspects of science. And throughout the whole time since the start of grad school, I was a NERSC user. So when I found out that NERSC had a position available, I applied a couple years ago and have been enjoying it since.
Great. Well, we're glad you're here. Okay, so finishing up here, 3 things that you want NERSC users to know.
So the first thing I want NERSC users to know is that the consultants are great. Any problem you have, they can help. They're really the experts at the systems here at NERSC. The second thing I want people to know is that the NERSC web pages are an amazing resource. I've even heard that certain vendors recommend that they look at our pages instead of their own to their users. And the third thing I want people to know is that NERSC is a great place to work. And if you know grad students who are looking for a postdoc, or if you're interested in any of our staff positions that are open, we'd love for you to apply.
Yeah, great. Those are all 3 good things. Thanks so much for joining me today, Brandon.
Thanks, Rebecca.